Young Jack was a sailor new in London town.
To me!
Wang, hey, you blow the man down.
And she been a lady that worked under town.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
She came over to Jack, she asked him to buy.
To me!
Wang, hey, you blow the man down.
But I have in me basket some young bungier eye.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
Well, blow the man down, that's a very famous sea shanty, and sea songs is what Arbiter's Music are all about this month. Now, Arbiter's Music was set up by Christine Gwynne and Francis Quintrell in 2008 to provide a range of musical activities. Arbiter's courses include voice coaching, ideas and tips, and the opportunity to build group singing skills, all done in a fun and light-hearted way. Well, their latest workshop is called Sing Sea Songs, and here to tell us all about it is Christine Gwynne and Francis Quintrell. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you again. Now, last time we met was last November at your Rhythm of Life workshop. A great time was had by all there. So what have you been up to since then?
We've had quite a lively and busy time since then. That was in Brentwood, singing Guys and Dolls as... it wasn't Rhythm of Life, as
that's
you just
right.
said,
yes,
quite correctly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then since then, we did a Christmas workshop, which was so popular this year, we did two, which was really lovely, right. at the Old Church of Blackmoor. Then in January, we had a guest presenter, Charles McDougall, do a great day for choral singers. Then we did something a little bit different in February.
Yes, so in February we went down the secret, don't tell anyone, nuclear bunker, and we did the songs from Oh, What a Lovely War,
which
was absolutely tremendous. People had a fabulous time.
Yeah.
Some people had been there before, others hadn't.
Probably great acoustics down there, isn't it?
It was just wonderful. Yeah. We kind of walked around. It was open to the public, so people kind of watched us walking around singing Pack Up Your Travels and various entertaining things like that. And it was just very... very great fun, but also very poignant, because yes. the whole feeling of the war, obviously we were talking about the Great War, but the whole idea of wartime was in that kind of environment. So
yes, yeah, yeah, it was a special year this year, obviously,
of course,
as well, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so now you've both had lives working in music and are qualified teachers, and you're still doing it. What does singing bring to our lives?
Well, all kinds of things, from health benefits, from stimulus, great friendships, actually. I think people who come and join singing groups, whether they just come for a day and sometimes, you know, meet folk that they haven't met before and links are formed, and certainly people who join regular singing groups find it very... a social thing to do, and meet all kinds of different people. But we've noticed that lovely kind of friendships across age ranges and different backgrounds that people have brought together through singing, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's a feel-good thing, I guess,
and
it's healthy. And yeah. reading some of the feedback you've had from your workshop, it does seem that people get a lot of it. I've got a lot from it, rather. Got a couple here. Had a fantastic day in the countryside, singing all the wonderful songs from the show. I want more days like that. I thoroughly enjoyed yesterday. I can still feel wrapped up in it today. Lovely. And what you achieved was truly inspiring and so moving. I can't describe how it made us feel. It must be great to get feedback like that.
Yeah, it's super. We get some wonderful feedback, and we're always it always makes us feel good at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's quite humbling sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah,
because
sure.
you realise what these things mean to people, and the fact that they're actually open to come into the experience and have a go, and sometimes find they do stuff they'd never imagined doing, which might just be because it's a different style or they've not done anything like that before.
Yeah.
All kinds of responses.
And we also find quite a few people have been told not to sing when they were at school. You know, as children
yeah.
at school, they've been told, don't sing, you can't sing.
Oh.
And it's so great for people that they find that they come to us and yeah. they find that actually they can sing and they're allowed to sing and they can, you know, they can sing perfectly well.
Yeah, well, of course, the one workshop that I came to, which was the Rhythm of Life workshop back in last November, I turned up right at the end when you were about to make a sort of final performance, and I could just tell there was a great atmosphere in the room. The people were thoroughly enjoying themselves. They'd had a great day. And I spoke to one or two afterwards as well, and they said how much they enjoyed it. So it's obviously very good work you're doing.
It's a lot of fun, and it's
yeah.
very absorbing. We often get folk who do quite sort of demanding careers and things, or they've got demanding family life and so on, and it's just a day they can come and that all kind of drops to the background somewhere, yeah, because it's involving and it's fun, it's poignant sometimes, but it's really immersing. And of course, all the deep breathing is really good for you physically. It gets the oxygen through the body. Sure. It's all of that. Yeah.
Fantastic. So your latest workshop, you're going all nautical. Can you tell us all about it and the songs you'll be singing? We played an example as we came in. Is that one of the ones you might be featuring? Blow the Man Down.
Yes, we've got that on the list. We're just putting the list together. But we're doing a whole range of things, including sea songs, sea shanties, Blow the Man Down, as you said. Boney Was a Warrior. Spanish Ladies. Even the Rio Grande. But also some other things like Bobbing Along on the Beautiful Briny Sea and Yellow Submarine. So a whole range of songs from different eras. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you supplying life belts as well?
Well, we hope we won't be needing those.
Okay. So how does it all work? What's going to happen on the day?
What's going to happen? Well, we're meeting in Navestock Hall, which is just opposite Alex Restaurant, for anybody who knows that area. It's just a little way off the Brentwood Road, the Ongar Brentwood Road. And we'll do some warming up, some a little bit of physical stuff, but that's only what is comfortable for people, obviously. And get our voices going, do some probably singing warm-up games as well as some actual exercises.
Okay.
And moving into these different songs, some of which will just be a straight unison sing. There'll be a little bit of part singing. We've got what we call a pair of partner songs, where you learn two songs and then they fit together.
Okay.
We know these two fit because we've tried them before, not like some of the ones in the book that are absolutely stunning when you try them. So we always have to try them out ourselves before we inflict them on other people, just to make sure.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
And I think you've already answered this. You don't really need to be an experienced singer to take part. Can an absolute beginner come along on the day? Will they get something from it?
Yes, we particularly love absolute beginners, okay, because they make so much. They find out so much about it. But yes, you don't. You could be an absolute beginner. You could be quite an experienced singer. And we've got people coming to this course who are at both of those ends. And the idea of it really is that everyone will get something from it. So and we arrange the course so that it works for absolute beginners as well as it works for people who've done a lot of singing. So we try and make sure everyone gets something worthwhile out of it.
Very good, very good. So how can people get involved?
Well, we have a website,
yep,
which is www.arbutusmusic.net. That's arbutusmusic.net.
Yep.
And you can get in touch on through there, or you can phone 01277 651 970 and find out more details that way.
Can anyone just turn up on the day, or do they need to book in advance?
We would prefer it if they didn't just turn up on the day, because right, we need to prepare things in advance, so we need to know what we're preparing for. But if it, you know, if it's absolutely necessary, we'd rather have you turn up than not. So if that's the only way, please turn up on the day, but we would prefer to know in advance.
Fabulous. Okay. So it all happens next Thursday. Starts at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. It's at Navestock Village Hall near Brentwood. If you want the postcode for that for your sat-nav, it's CM145SD. And the cost, please, ladies?
Cost is £30, which includes tea and coffee and all the music. You will need to bring some lunch, unless you want to book in at Alex in the lunch hour, but they need to be quite tight on time to do that.
That's a local restaurant, is it? Or?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I don't know that one. Sounds good. Okay, and no experience is necessary. I'll just give you those contact details again. The website, it's www.arbutusmusic.net. That's arbutusmusic.net. Number to call is 01277 651 970, and that's it really. Christine and Francis, thanks for telling us all about the workshop. Hope it all goes well, and if I'm able to, if I get time, I might pop in, but I'm on air that day, so I might not be able to. So hope you get some more of that great feedback, and have a very successful day.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Blow the man down.
Big dummy, says Jack, 'twas a queer way it came.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.